It'll be another 3-2 pitch to Michael Brantley. Hudson sets the kick, and here it comes. Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books! The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions! Remember where you are, so you remember where you are right now at 11:50 Eastern Time.
The call on the radio broadcast of the Washington Nationals last night as the Nats won the World Series in Game 7, a series in which every single home team lost, i.e. the home team lost all seven games. And fortunately for the Nationals, given that fact, they did not have home field advantage. There was literally no home field advantage in this series. The Houston Astros lost games 1, 2, 6, and 7 in front of their fans, and the middle three, all losses in Washington for the Nationals. They were down 2-0 in the seventh. That's the thing that's crazy about this Nationals team. They were down 2 runs in the 8th inning of the wild card game facing elimination. They came back and won. They were down by 2 runs in the late innings against the Los Angeles Dodgers and came back and won. Again, facing elimination in Game 5 on the road. Then they manhandled St. Louis, and they were down 2-0 in the 7th, and in a blink of an eye, they had the lead. Right? They were down 2-0, and then I forget who it was.
Rendon,
who's been money.
Incredible.
Just bashes a homer to left. It's like, all right, leads in half. Then there was a walk. Then they pull Greinke, and they don't bring in Cole. A lot of people thought they'd bring in the ace. They didn't. They go to the bullpen. And then Howie Kendrick, who hit the bomb of a grand slam to beat the Dodgers, he comes up and goes the other way off the foul pole in right, and it's 3-2. Just a stunning turn of events. The Nats tack on 3 more runs and weirdly end up sort of winning comfortably, even though they were looking completely overmatched almost the entire game. And it's over. The 2019 world champions are the Washington Nationals, who were bad in the early season, who had to fight their way into the playoffs with a wild card victory. And just the run has been very impressive to watch. I'm not a Nationals fan. I was rooting for them casually. I have a couple friends, Corey and Emily, who work for them, and I am thrilled out of my mind for them. Emily, I know, was in Houston. She's got some photos with the team and the trophy that are pretty cool. But I have to say this. I'm a fan of the game. A Game 7 in a World Series is a thrill. As I said to Juan Williams, who's, I'm sure, is he alive? Do we have a wellness check on Juan Williams? I'm sure he's so, so excited. Told him yesterday, when your team is in that situation, at least for me, I can barely watch. I'm so nervous. But my number one thought when that strikeout occurred to end the series went to Charles Krauthammer, our beloved former colleague who passed away last year. He wrote a column in 2010. That I want to read to you from. The headline was, "To be a fan of the Washington Nationals." April 23rd, as I said, 2010. So this was almost a decade ago. And the opening sentence is this: "I understand the joy of losing." Skipping ahead in the column, "Baseball is a slow, boring, complex, cerebral game that doesn't lend itself to histrionics. You take in a baseball game, something odd to say about another sport. And for a losing baseball team, the calm is even more profound. I've never been to a park where the people are more relaxed, tolerant, and appreciative of any small, even moral victory. Sure, you root for the home team, but if they don't win, it's a shame, not a calamity." Then Krauthammer wrote, "Now I fear for my bliss. Hope, of a sort, is on the way. In the form of Steven Strasburg, the greatest pitching prospect in living memory. May I add, briefly, the MVP of the World Series was none other than the subject of this column, Steven Strasburg. Krauthammer was prescient even then. He said he feared at the time for his bliss because hope was creeping in. He wrote, "I'm worried. Even before Strasburg had arrived from the minor leagues, the Nats are actually doing well. They're playing 500 ball for the first time in 5 years. They're hovering somewhere between competent mediocrity and respectability." When Jesus arrives, he's talking about Strasburg there, my guess is in late May, they might actually be good. They might soon be, gasp, a contender. In the race deep into September, good enough to give you hope and break your heart. That was Krauthammer in 2010, talking about Strasburg and his Nats. Last night, they were a contender, not just a contender, not just into September, but into October and the end of October. They were good enough to give Nats fans hope, and last night, they did not break their fans' hearts. In the first full Major League season since his passing, Charles Krauthammer's beloved Washington Nationals are World Series champions. And for that reason, I'm smiling today. And I think he is too. We'll be right back on The Guy Benson Show.